Blog Talk Radio.
Told you that your African ancestry is not real according to what you think you have been told. I can give you proof of that in just a little bit. Number to call 347-945-7405. Also, we're going to be joined by none other than Grandacier Music, and I got a whole gang of people in here with me that I'm going to introduce you guys to, and we're going to talk to them a little bit about what's going on with them. And we're going to talk a little bit about this upcoming concert with Bali. As you guys know, Bali was on the Independent Artist Fest. He was in the Independent Artist Festival last year. And he has since then released his CD. And he, I'll say he is going to have a show at Tremont Music Hall in April. And some of the artists from Grandacier are going to be involved. And yours truly is going to be involved. So, you know, guys, we definitely got to make sure that we get this on the up and up. So I'm going to be talking a little bit about that, and I got some free tickets for you guys. And we are going to just do everything that we need to do today to get out what we need to get out. I heard some of you guys on the last show, the emails I got. I'm going to read a couple of those emails that I got, and we've done a show on H.K. Edgerton. And, I picked H.K. to do the show that I did because of the person that he is. And for those of you who don't know who H.K. Edgerton is, he's a black man from North Carolina. He made national news with Don Lemon on CNN when he took off walking from Asheville, North Carolina to Texas. Now, that's stupid in itself, but he was carrying a rebel flag, and his stance on the rebel flag is that it helped the black generation more than we're giving it credit for. That if anybody stands for hate, it's black people, according to him. And this is coming from a black man. I'm telling you, he is such full of so much buffoonery until it's unreal. But HK was on the show. It was an interesting show. He he said a lot of hurtful things. He said a lot of interesting things. But at the end of the day, this is what I tell you each and every day. You guys think you know, but you don't. You think you know what's going on out here, but you don't. There's people out here that look like you, that might even talk like you, but I can promise you they don't think like you do. And we need to get a clear understanding of what's going on in our community, and we need to get a clear understanding of what it's going to take to make our community successful. And it only begins with knowledge and discipline. I keep telling you guys that, but we continue to go backwards. And I had another gentleman on the show, with HK, and he spoke a little bit about why we need to keep talking about black history, why we need to have a Black History Month. I'm going to tell you why we need to have a Black History Month, and I'm going to tell you why we keep talking about black history when we come back. And also, we're going to be joined by none other than Grandacier Music, and they're going to tell us a little bit about what's going on with them. That number to call is 347-945-7405, and number again is 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely live today with Jay.
All night and go until the morning sun. Ooh,
spiritual place your body needs to go. Bang down the door. Let's take the pressure off each other. Break the rules with me, girl, whatever. I'll start at your head, work down to your toes. Get everything in between as the music flows.
Already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, aka the Southern Secret, and you are now live in the day with the brother Jay. blogtalkradio.com, green light ink, it's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
Something is happening in our world.
Criminals, bastards, illiterates, uneducated,
of people are rising
and whatever
up.
Other negative characteristics you can think of, type of person.
Wherever they are the symbols of today.
And because
whether they are in Johannesburg, South Africa,
and giving me a desire to reform myself,
Nairobi,
and
Kenya,
myself
Prague,
for the first time
New York
in my life,
City,
and
Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi,
or
Memphis, Tennessee,
me
the cry is always the same. We want to be free.
The teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad immediately did instill within me such a high degree of racial pride and racial dignity that I wanted to be somebody, and I realized that I couldn't be anybody by begging the white man for what he had, but that I had to get out here and try and do something for myself or make something out of myself.
That number again is 347-945-7405. Before we went to break, I told you guys real quick, I want to get this out because I know I have people who like to challenge a lot of the things that I say on this show. And, you know, there was a gentleman that was on the H.K. Edgerton show, and he spoke specifically about why black people, and this is a black man now, mind you, he spoke specifically about why we have so many black people wanting to continue slavery, remembering slavery, with having a Black History Month, and why we are so hung up on what happened back in the day when we should be worried about what's happening now and what's going to happen in the future. And I'll say this, and I'll leave it be, because we had a really heated argument on the show. Well, I'm not going to say argument, debate. But if we don't talk about these things, I promise you, you'll forget it. You'll forget it. And what happens when you tend to forget bad things that happen to you, you don't put it in the back of your head, they tend to repeat themselves. And that's why we need to continue to talk about slavery. We need to talk about what happened to our people back in the day. And we need to remind ourselves that we'll never go back to that again. Now, to these house Negroes that are continuing to take money from the community, that are continuing to make empty promises, then you are what's driving people like myself to continue with this fight for equality. Because I'm telling you, if you guys think we are equal, then I'm telling you, have been on Mars for the last 40, 50, 60 years. Just because we have an African-American president, I can promise you the struggle is not over. And I'll say this, and I'll leave it. Do you guys not see how President Obama is so gray-headed now? From the time he got into office almost 6.5 years ago to now. And it's because everything that this man has done, he has had to relive Jim Crow era in a new kind of way in his presidency. If you don't believe me, go back and look at every bill that he has proposed and every bill they have tried to shoot down. And if I'm not correct, today he decided to use his power of veto. So you need to take this for what it's worth. The police brutality all over America, this stuff is no coincidence. The blatant disrespect of the president during a State of the Union address. How many times have you ever heard anyone stand up during any presidency and tell the president of the United States that he is a liar to his face on national TV? I've never seen it but one time, and that was when President Obama was in office. And if you're going to tell me that they're not doing this because of his skin color, then I'll tell you you're lying. I'll tell you to your face, which, you know, I want you guys to tune in to the show next week because we're going to have the infamous David Manning back on the show. And you know, me and Pastor Manning don't get along at all, but we're going to have him back on the show. And we're going to hear what he has to say, and it's going to be very interesting. Now, number to call is 347-945-7405. A while back, I was really privy to some young people that really gave me insight to hip-hop and the struggle and the beauties of hip-hop. You know, I'm a hip-hop head. I'm old-school hip-hop head. And I love my independent artists. But when I was exposed to these guys, I'm telling you, I start to see the new era of hip-hop, and I start to see where it was going or where it is going. And from what I see going on with them, I like it. You know, there's no other way of doing what they have been doing for the last 2 or 3 years that I've known them. So first and foremost, I'm going to bring Metro from Grandossier Music. And he's going to come on, and we're going to talk to the rest of the crew that's in here. So without further ado, I introduce you again to the show, none other than my man Metro. Metro, what's going on, bro?
Not much, Jay. What's going on with you?
Oh, man, I tell you, it's one of those days, man. It's one of those days. I've been dealing with things all day, from ignorant so-called black leaders to dumb white people.
And,
I'm just calling it like it is. And you know, there's some dumb black people out there, too. Don't get me wrong. But I've been dealing with the things. Tell me what's going on with Grandossier Music, man.
Man, Grandossier is busy right now. I've been on the whole time. I've been here setting up shows. We've been busy recruiting new talent. You know, we got a show coming up Sunday, March 1st, the CIAA at the Ultra Lounge. Then we got a show April 4th. That's in Charlotte.
Tremont Music Hall, that's right.
So we're doing that. Man, we've been busy trying to do a lot of shows. My man Kay is back with me, back rocking with me. You know, we've been gone. We've been out with each other for a minute, you know what I'm saying? But he's back, and we're about to produce his CD. I think it's still going by the name of Clear and Present Danger, so we're working on that.
Okay.
I got my man Gutta working on his new project. Got a new song called Thinking Money.
Mm-hmm.
That's a banger, dude. When you hear it, hey, y'all going to love it. I got my girl Riddle, music, R&B singer, phenomenal. Trying to get her in the studio. She's mad at me right now, though. I'm going to let her talk about that later, but she's mad at me right now about the studio stuff, but we about to make it happen.
Now, the young lady in here, you said Riddle, right?
Yes.
Now, she, and you can speak openly and freely. Now, she was at the Independent Artist Festival,
yeah,
right?
She performed with Metaphor.
With Metaphor, okay.
With Metaphor.
Yeah, everybody was feeling her. Everybody was trying to find out who is that.
Yes.
You know, you guys blew up the spot that night, man. And speaking of blowing up the spot, my man Kay back there, who's being modest, he blew up the spot at the first Indie Artist Festival. So, you know, I'm really, really happy, man, to have you back here, man. And I know that you guys are getting ready to do some things. So since you've been going on your little hiatus, Kay, tell me what's been going on with you.
You said, man, been on a hiatus. You know, had to lay low for a bit, man. But I'm back, brother, working on this project, man. Clean First Danger is going to be real strong. It's going to be a movement in this rap game, brother. Believe it.
I believe that, man. I believe that. I tell y'all, I need to put some pics up, but I keep telling the listeners every time I speak to you, I'm thinking I'm looking at Rakim when I look at this dude, because he looks just like Rakim, and Rakim's one of my greatest, man. You know, I need to have Rakim back on the show, but you remind me of Rakim, man, and the way you look, but your style is just so ridiculously talented, man. I'm glad to see you back, you know, home where you need to be, and I know that you guys are going to progress from there, you know.
Only one way but up, man.
Yeah, man, only one way but up, you know, and I know that you guys are going to do that. And, you know, real quick, before I talk to Gunner, I I got to play Summer Love. You know, that's my anthem, man, you know. And
what got me running right now.
Yeah, no doubt. And for my listeners who seem to have maybe forgotten what's going on, I'm going to give you guys a little taste of what these dudes do, man. And I'm telling you, you know, you can't sleep. You can't sleep because you start sleeping and you end up in last. Because I'm telling you, these dudes, they serious about their craft and they serious about what they put out there and it's good quality stuff. So, you know, real quick, okay, if you set up this for me, man, I'm going to play it.
Yo, I'm introducing it like this. Here goes my toddler. Because
it's
2 years old.
So
I love my
K-pop.
Live on the day.
Man, I'm not looking for a boo thing. I'm looking for something. You know, go to the beach, chill at the bar. You know, no strings attached. You know, great guy.
Shorty, nice to meet you. I swag when I see you. I just want to ask you, girl, would you be my lady? Baby.
Ain't no feelings involved, and ain't no going on dates, ain't no hitting them all.
I need the love for this summer, waiting on fall to reach. So I make a love ring down, then we fall asleep. She know a position, the roles will be flipping. I only see her after 12, and she know it's no kissing. They say I got my pimp hand strong. I don't work it out. A missed call lead to a text, she wanna work it out.
Shorty, nice to meet you. Swag when I see you. I just wanna ask you, girl, would you be my lady? My baby.
Friend. I met her over the summer, and that's when the love began. I admit that I had my share of requests. I ain't accept them all. Had a few chicks that was down, but most accepted all. I ain't into all of the weave and facial makeup. I want the kind of girl still beautiful when she wake up. She can take up all of my FaceTime. I run the club, but I make the trip in the winter to see my summer love. Had her out in public. Niggas thought we was dating. Girls giving the looks. You know how them bitches be hating. My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. She whispering in my ear, she keep telling me that she love me. Asking for a name, said it was nice to meet ya. Then asked her on a date, said it'd be nice to treat ya. I ain't running game, you got all of them wifey features. And I'm just trying to ask for the privilege of right to meet ya.
Shorty, nice to meet ya. Swag when I see you. I just wanna ask you, girl, would you be my lady? My baby. Over my Jordan 13 sneaker. Clear about your features. Got me reminiscing and thinking about the old school when we were fever. Kissing under the bleachers. Touching and fondling, hugging. Man, it ain't nothing like that good summer love.
Like I told you, nothing but a banger. That's my banger, man. That was Summer Love from K-Pop and from Grandacea Music. Hey, man, you know, I'm a true believer of music before its time. And I think that is one of those tracks that's before its time that 5 years from now you're going to be able to put that on airways and they still going to be like, man, that just come out. That's hot.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of those tracks, man, where you could just tell everything was vibing. And for those of you guys, I know you guys just heard it on the show, but for those of you who were at the festival and that heard the festival when I put it on the show a couple days after we had the first Independent Artist Festival and heard that joint live with a band, man, that just put it on a whole new level. That just put it on a whole level. So I'm hoping I see a little bit more of that from you guys in Grandacea. Is that something that you guys are going to do?
Oh, yeah. It's always about that performance, man.
No doubt.
Along with that live thing and the show track, but, you know, it all depends on the venue, but that's always definitely in mind.
No doubt. Now, I'm going to switch up because I'm sitting in here with not only, you know, some of what Grandacea come to the show with, but we got something new from Grandacea also, and he goes by the name of Gutta. So, Gutta, if you can, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
What's up, man? It's your boy Gutta. You already know, man. Trying to put it on for the gas. That's freshman year, you know what I'm saying?
Freshman.
Trying to ball hard, man. Rookie year, man. I feel like it's my season. What up, Jay? You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Just turn it up, man, for the city, man.
You know what? I can tell already you got lots of presents.
Man.
I can tell you have.
I love it. I love it.
I can tell that you have a presence about you that's going to be gravitational to other people, and I look to see some major things happen. So when can we look for you to have something come out that we can get exposed to the listeners?
ASAP, man. Like Metro say, we putting in work every day, trying to keep it coming, man. Actually, I got something, you know what I'm saying, on the way. Like you said, y'all go live it. I'm going to tear it up, you know what I'm saying? Live my life, you know what I'm saying? Taking money, let's get it.
No doubt. Well, you know, I ain't going to let you out the hot seat right there. But on this show, you know, and I'm going to go ahead and give it to the listeners now. I always ask the artist to come on here and freestyle. And if you can, give us a little bit.
Off top, let's get it, no topic. I'm committed to winning. When you see the team, man, so you know that we winning. Spin it, I'm trying to get it to live it. My family need to eat, guess what, they on me. Gotta watch my head, stick it to the game. You can say my name, things will never change. Cool, never know about it, I'ma show you. When I show you, they gonna know, man, this is what I told you. Dang, on to the next level. I'ma do it, man. I ain't gotta wear a bezel. All I need is time, money. I need all money. Man, I want it all, man. Freshman year,
the freshman, man.
Be on the lookout, man.
Let me ask you something. And I ask a lot of artists this. State of hip hop right now. In your eyes, what is the state of hip hop?
It's weird to me, Jay. Like, I don't see them like us. I say we can bring the real back, but it's kind of weird to me, man. It's not looking the way it's supposed to be.
But would you say it's commercial?
Yeah, all the way.
You know, there was a back in the day, and I don't know if you guys remember this guy. I hope I don't start telling my age, but back in the day, Prince, the artist Prince. He went around. Yeah, I just told my damn age. Here. He went around with a slave written on his face, and a lot of people thought he was crazy for doing that. But what he was doing was he was telling people that the artists were being slaves to the industry,
right?
And that he, you know, that he wasn't going to be a slave to the industry. And that's
right.
When he come with Paisley Park Records and his own record label, and I mean, he was able to call the shots. But if you notice, after he done that, He kind of dwindled off. He kind of dwindled off, you know, in the mainstream. Is that something that you guys see that's happening that kind of alerts you?
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah?
People are scared of the truth, man, of real honesty.
And when you say real honesty, you mean your story. You mean where you come from. You
originality,
mean,
yeah.
Definitely.
Who you are. Yes, who you are, who you were meant to be, not other folks.
I'm going to play devil's advocate right now. And you said that they are scared of the truth. And Metro, you might want to jump in on this too. When you say they're scared of the truth, are you saying white media, the white world scared of the truth, or are you saying that our own people, we're scared of the truth, of who we are and what we become of?
Everybody's scared of the truth.
Well, you know they say hip hop's run by Illuminati.
Oh, they say allegedly rich white folks.
Jay,
too.
Yeah.
Get us started on that.
Hey, we can talk about it all day long. They're not gonna get me off there. We can talk about it all day long. But that's what they say. They say that, you know. Okay, we're gonna talk Illuminati a second.
Okay.
We're gonna talk Illuminati a second. We're gonna talk it. So if they listening, they have it out for me.
Yeah.
Bring the money.
That's all I'm asking. Hit me on prime time, Illuminati. I promise you, I will make you happy. But Illuminati, there's some things that, okay, first and foremost, let me educate my listeners. Illuminati is an actual, real organization. It was created in the 1800s. It's been around that long. But what it hadn't served a purpose to was entertainment, this, that, and other powerful people. It started off as an organization. And I think some new people, this to this day, has turned it into something totally different from what it's supposed to be. And they have gotten the scare factor on individuals. And now, I'm not going to lie, somebody got some power somewhere.
Right.
Because some things are happening that shouldn't be happening.
Right.
Now, I'm gonna lay it out there. Super Bowl last year, Madonna comes out dressed in Illuminati colors.
Right.
She comes out, as a Roman goddess, and there's no Roman goddess that wears horns.
That's true.
She comes out with a Roman goddess, okay? This year, you got Katy Perry, who performed at the Super Bowl, wearing Illuminati colors.
All right.
Don't
forget about Beyonce.
Beyonce has them on all the time. And she's all time showing the all-knowing eye. And that's a whole new story there. But you got Katy Perry, which was baffling to me why they chose her as someone to perform in the Super Bowl. She leaves the stage. She leaves the stage going down in a pit of fire. You got Kanye, who performed at the Grammys. Hadn't performed at the Grammys in so long. And Kanye shows up like a damn horror movie on the stage by himself with the lights on him and the fire coming up through the floor. Kanye actually descends down in the floor also. That's a strong sign of Illuminati. Okay, the Grammys. Well, how long I said it's been since Madonna had a CD or something? That's been a while.
Right.
It's been a long while. But she was featured at the Grammys this year. Why? And when she come out at the Grammys, guess what? Lo and behold, she's wearing horns again. But first and foremost, let me tell you how the Grammys started out. That Grammy started out with the opening act of AC/DC. And AC/DC sings what song? Highway to Hell. They sing Highway to Hell, and everybody's got on the floor, everybody's got glowing devil horns on. Even Katy Perry and the rest of those clowns. Now you tell me, on what part of entertainment does any of that play any kind of significance? It doesn't.
Right.
It doesn't. And, you know, I know I went off in a long tangent, but I could play a clip that'll blow your mind, but I'm not going to do that because we're talking to Grand Dossier right now. But I just wanted to know if you guys think that the Illuminati plays a huge deal in the music world, not only hip-hop.
All right, just to drop information, I need to work with my guy that I work with at the studio, and I drop names.
Uh-huh.
And we was engineers, and he still is an engineer for Universal.
Uh-huh.
One of the main executives for them told us it's very real in California.
Uh-huh.
He worked for Universal Studios.
Uh-huh.
And he said it's very real. Like, that's very real in the game.
Uh-huh.
Now, from what I've been told, you got to be in a certain money statute, tax bracket,
mm-hmm.
to really be a part of them.
Well, that just cuts all us out.
What's his name? The dude that does the little thing with his voice, with the speaker box in his throat. What's his name?
T-Pain?
T-Pain said, you know, if they real, come get me. He said, I ain't never seen these guys before. So I guess he ain't making enough money either. So I guess you got to be Jay-Z status, Beyonce status, where they going to come get with you or have a big name like that.
Mm.
So... But he told me, like, it's very real, like, in California. Like, it's real in the business. And he worked for Universal as the only top executive black guy there. So, I got that in the email.
Wow. 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 I believe you, Metro. I believe you. There's a infamous email going around. Are you privy, I'll send it to you if you want me to, but there's an email going around about NWA. The rap group NWA.
Oh, okay.
And what happened, it's not basically about them, but it is about them.
Okay.
And what basically happened at this secret meeting that this individual was to, and this individual has been sitting on this, he says, for over 20 years, and he wanted to put it out. And it's mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing the things that's in this letter, this email that they sent out. It's been circulating all over Facebook. Yeah, interesting stuff. Now, I don't know who the author of this is, and please, Illuminati, don't come after me. I got a big dog at my house. When y'all come in my house, we're going to have some problems. But, nah, all jokes aside, don't come after me. You know, I ain't trying to hear all that. But, you know, this Illuminati stuff is scary. It's scary in the fact that, you know, there's people out here who think they're God.
Right.
And they're not, you know. And there's individuals who literally sell their soul. And I'm not saying they sell their soul to the devil or nothing like that. But they sell their soul to the industry and to other individuals to become something that you know, that's going to come naturally. And it makes you think that all these major guys that's out there, these major heavy hitters that are out there, if so, they sold, you know.
Well, that goes back to what everybody was saying earlier, what people are scared, you know, of selling. But they want to sell their soul for the success.
Interesting.
I think it's just like they want to overcome. You have to overcome fame.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that you have to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's more like them not knowing who they are. It's just overcoming what they go through in the industry.
So, in other words, and I don't know if this is what you're saying or not, but they can't. They can't adjust from hood to riches.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard that before. But I tell you what, you give me some of the money that Jay got.
Right.
I'm still going to be the same cat. I'm going to be the same cat, but I'm going to talk a little louder.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk a little louder, and I'm going to talk a little more bold, and like I, you know, like I got a 1,000-man army behind me. You know, and maybe that's why this cat is like he is. But, you know, the state of hip-hop, to me, plays in people's hands like you guys. And, you know, and I say it all the time. You know, I tell you all the time, Metro, I will put any of you guys on any mainstream artist, and I'll put my money on you any day because I know the indie artist is out there doing what's real. I know they're out there doing what comes from the heart, what they live, versus what somebody has told you you have lived and what you should put out there. And there's a lot of cats, and I'm not, you know, I'm not going to be bashing them like that, but there's a lot of cats that are out there in this game of hip-hop right now that swear they shooting people every night and this, that, and the other. You probably pop off around them, they probably going to drop to the floor. They're not used to that, you know. And then, you know, there's a lot of things that's going on in hip-hop that's sad to not only, you know, the pioneers of hip-hop, but to us as a people, man, as a black people itself, you know, you got Wayne and Birdman out here wilding.
Right.
Just straight wilding, talking about each other, gay and all this, that, and the other. And, you know, I'm like, really?
Yeah, I put it like this. You got actors not just on TV, too.
Yeah, man, you're right about that, Kay. You're right about that. And, you know, and that's what we're seeing. But, you know, that's my tangent, man. That's my tangent. So I'm going to get back to what we need to be talking about, and that's Gutter. And then I'm going to move to this young lady here in a second. But, Gutter, let me ask you, man.
Yo.
If you, first of all, who's your favorite artist? Who is your favorite MC of all time?
Me.
Duh.
Nah.
I like that answer.
Nah, I just decided, though. Me, I say Yo Gotti. Yo Gotti's one of my favorites.
Yo, I talked to that dude last year.
What?
Yeah. From Boston, right? Baltimore?
Memphis,
that's right. Yeah, Yo Gotti, I talked to him last year. He's a really interesting cat.
Yeah, man.
The year before, like, interesting cat, man. He got skills too, man. He got skills in Memphis. I mean, you know, for those of you who don't know, Memphis is bout it, man. I look at cats like Justin Timberlake, and I say, okay, how did he make it out of Memphis? Because Memphis is crazy, man. That's like, for those of you who don't know statistics right now, the most dangerous city in the United States of America is, guess what? Memphis, Tennessee. Second is Detroit. New numbers. I lied to you now. You look it up. Just come out. Memphis is the number one most dangerous city. And now I'm not saying that just because it's a dangerous city, that's why, you know, Yo Gotti is who he is.
Yeah.
But, yo, hey, I ain't moving to Memphis. I can tell you that right now. But, yeah, you know, so I can respect that. I always ask these questions when I have artists on. And it's a hypothetical question. But if Biggie and Pac were still living, do you think the beef would be living on, or do you think that they will be doing things together?
That definitely would have been squashed years ago. That beef
would have been squashed years ago. I can see it. Yeah, you know, according to Pac, it was squashed before we even knew.
Before the media.
Yeah. You know, which is interesting. You know, and that just puts back, you know, what I'll reiterate what I was saying earlier. You guys got, y'all have the formula to make this successful. Y'all have the formula to show our young people to pull their damn pants up,
right,
to show themselves, to be respectful of themselves, of women, of who they are, their craft. You guys have all the ability to do that, because right now I can give the average young cat, you know, the newest, hottest Lil Wayne CD or whatever the case may be, and they gravitate to it. But if I give them one of your CDs, they already know who you are. They're going to know who you are. They're going to know that you guys are underground and you guys are doing your thing, and they play you more than they do them. So, you know, and I don't understand why none of the mainstream, well, I do understand why they haven't reached out to you guys more than they should. It's because they, you know, they don't want to cut that chatter with you, you know. But you guys, again, and like I said, I play devil's advocate. You guys, again, show that it's not all about the cheese all the time. You guys just love your music. Now, I know you want to get paid because I want to get paid.
Oh, yeah.
But I know you love your music. I know you love your music. And I know you love the quality. You care about the quality of music that you put out. So, I don't know, man. I just wish that we can get it together. We can get it together. That's right. That's right. And, you know, and that's how we got to look at that. And I'm telling you, I don't know. We're going to take a quick break. And we're going to come, and I just got a text. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll talk about that when we come back. Number call is 347-945-7405. That number, again, is 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely live today with Jay.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
I mean, can you honestly look me in my face and tell me that when I come up here,
good job,
that you don't think it's for you?
I mean, really?
You know what I'm trying to say? I want to see you. I saw you. Look in my way. I'm trying to free you. You want to get away any day? I'll be your relief. I ain't got tricks on my sleeve, but I got treats. We can cruise to the beach. If you're in the mules, tell me where you want to be. I'll take you there. We can go anywhere. I mean, anywhere. I got time, shit.
I'll be your night angel. Be my let me, I won't come back. We can grow closer, get stronger. I just want to know when
you ready. Come on, let's go.
If you're ready, we can go where it's so much that we can share.
I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. I see you still kinda iffy about it. Well, it's like this. I can be the reason why you're staring at the clock. I can be the reason why you're looking at your watch. I can be the reason why you're looking forward, rock. I can be the reason why we're pulling off the dock.
I'll be your night angel, king number. If you let me, I won't harm you. We can grow.
What you got
gotta say, a yay or a nay. I hope you don't stray and go the wrong way. You know it feels right, so don't be a dyke. I can wait for the love and settle for the life. I'm doing this because I settle for the type that saw me as a buzz, a high to their life. Now I know what's up, being fly ain't enough unless you got wings and was sent from above. I'll be your night shining armor if you let me. I won't harm you. We can grow closer and stronger. I just want to know if you're ready. Come on, let's go. If you're ready, we can go there. There is so much that we can share. It's a go right here. The lifestyle is a yes. We can be the best. Better yet, the greatest, everything fresh. We can make the haters put the bullshit to rest.
The haters put the bullshit to rest. Nah, I don't see that shit happening. But, we gonna still do us anyway. You ready? Let's get up out of here. Let's get out of here.
Sometimes parents and adults tell us things and we think they are just trying to ruin our fun. Trust me, I know how it is, and sometimes you just want to go out and have fun. But listen, they're not doing it to ruin our fun, but they're doing it because parents have what is called wisdom. That means they know things that we may not know, and sometimes we have to listen, even when we don't understand. Right now, I want to talk to you about a boy named Emmett Till. You may have never heard of him, but his story is a big part of Black history and how African Americans were treated poorly in the United States. Think of Emmett as a kid who may be like you or someone you know. He loved to have fun and run around in his hometown of Chicago. Emmett was just a normal little boy who lived with his mom and dad in the Northeast. His parents said Emmett was good at heart and sometimes got into trouble because he loved to pull pranks. They also said that he was very smart. They also described him as very outgoing and willing to talk to people. In 1955, Emmett was 14 years old. That summer, Emmett got a chance to go down and visit with his family in Money, Mississippi. Now, in 1955, things were completely different in Mississippi. Back then, black people were not treated well at all. They were not allowed to be in the same places as white people or even talk to them. This really worried Emmett's mom because she knew her son would be off to visit her family soon. So before Emmett's mother let him go away to Mississippi, she told him that he had to behave different on vacation. She told him he could not talk to white people and never to look a white person in the eye. This was because if he did that, many black people in Mississippi were killed because of people who hated them just because of the color of their skin. After giving him instructions, his mom wished him well and let him go off for summer to his relatives. One summer day, Emmett was out hanging with a few local boys and his cousins. While they were hanging out, Emmett showed the boys a picture of his girlfriend back in Chicago who happened to be white. The boys didn't believe him and challenged him to go talk to a white woman in a local store there in Mississippi. Not being afraid, he went in and bought some candy. Before walking out of the store, Emmett was accused of saying, "Bye, baby," to a woman before he left. A few days later, the woman's husband and her brother kidnapped Emmett. They beat him really bad. They also wanted to punish him for looking at a white woman, so they hurt his eyes before they killed him and threw him in the Tallahassee River. After the police found Emmett's body, they wanted to bury him really fast. This did not work because Emmett's mom refused and had his body sent back home to Chicago. After seeing what the racist men had done to her son, she wanted to let the world know how bad her son had been treated. So at his funeral, they left his casket open for the world to see. Now, the two men that were accused of killing Emmett were arrested, but they were found not guilty by a segregated court, meaning it was a court with only white people from Mississippi. This made a lot of people mad and was a part of why people spoke up during the civil rights movement to treat all men as equals. Now, this part of black history is very sad because a young boy who was just out messing around was killed because two men hated the color of his skin. And today, I want you to remember, just because someone may look different or act different gives you no right to hate them. As future leaders in this country, we should all go forth knowing that that all men and women are created equal, no matter the color of their skin.
Yeah, what's happening? This is Taste of Me, and you're listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Let's get it.
They ain't shouting, got it from the get-go. Get like me, no, pimpin' on bank, go. Big bank, little bank, big bank, little bank.
Tune in weekdays at 5 o'clock p.m. to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen or call in by dialing 347-945-7405. Again, that's 347-945-7405. And that's the voice of the community. So tune in to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. And now, back to the show.
This has been a very, very interesting show to me. I really enjoy when I get to talk to these guys and getting to meet the new entries of Grandossier. Speaking of new entries, and I'm going to get back to you, Gutter. I'm going to get back to you. I got more questions for you. We sitting in here. It's three gentlemen in here, and we got this lovely young lady in here. And, you know, I was really, really impressed with her performance last year. Well, yeah, last year at the Independent Artists Festival with Metaphor. And, you know, and this is the second time I told Metro I ought to slap him for keeping people like this away from me. And, you know, the first was with the band, you know, which we're going to talk about that again, too. But this young lady, you know, we had a night of independent artists, and there were a mixture of people in the crowd. I mean, black, white, green, blue, purple, Muslims, Christians, Jews, whoever the hell wanted to come was there. And, you know, and her flavor that she added to the show really made her identifiable with the young people that was at the show. And I don't know if I got a chance to tell you that, but there was a lot of people who really wanted to know who you were. So I'm going to introduce none other than Miss Riddle, who is one of the R&B artists for Grandossier Music. What's going on, Mom?
Hello, how are you?
Don't be shy, because I know how you sound on that mic, and it's ridiculous. Tell the listeners how old you are and how you got into this game.
I am 17 years young.
There you
go. Was
introduced to this business by none other than Metro himself, but he put me on a little too late. He wasn't ready for everything I had to offer.
I
hear you.
I,
you know, how long have you been singing?
I've been singing since I was younger. I always go back to the time where but we had a little American Idol show on our front porch, and I won, so I was about five.
And you have a crazy neo Mary J. Blige type of rhythm and sound to you that's really beyond your looks and your demeanor. It's such a grown-up, mature voice, and I think that's very rare in someone, you know, as young as you are. To have and to be able to have the stage presence that you have, it's really enlightening, and it really shows me that the young people of today, they know what music is, you know, and I really appreciate the fact that you are doing what you do for music and for R&B, because I like R&B too, but you know, you will not get off the show unless you do something for us on the spot. Hey, I have Calvin Richardson. He sings. Everybody sings. And, you know, if you're comfortable, if you can give my listeners a little bit of what you do.
Okay. I'm going to sing One and One by Erykah Badu, but okay. I'm going to start from the beginning.
Okay.
Or do I know that? I was born underwater with $3 and 6 dimes. Yeah, you might laugh because you did not do your math. But 1, 2, 3, the world keeps turning. Oh, what a day, what a day, what a day. You rush into destruction because you don't have nothing left. The mother's just is leaving, so yeah, it's gonna be left. We were made in this and this and call us by our name. Most intellect and not believing in God, but it was just the same.
I don't think you know what you have. I don't think you know what. Yeah, and if you guys, you know, we're going to start this new streaming thing too, but that's another show. You guys, you need to see. She has the total fact. She has the look. She has the look of an artist. She has the demeanor of an artist. And I know, as you just heard, she has the voice that is going to take you very, very far. All you got to do is keep going. It's going to take you very, very far. Metro, come on now. How many more people are you going to throw at me that you've been hiding?
And it's different right now. We're growing, though, but this is different right now. Different.
I mean, you got Gutter, you got K back there.
It's a movement.
You got Miss Riddle here. You got Metaphor. Man, come on.
Strong at the gate.
So what we need to be doing right now is having a showcase and just let Grand Dossier just have a whole night and just do what they do.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. A night with Grand
Dossier. I'm telling you listeners now, we're going to put this together, and I'm talking about we're going to do this real soon. It might be right after the Bali show, but we're going to do it real soon. I'd like to have a Grand Dossier night, and we can make it happen, man. I mean, you got too much talent.
No, man,
I tell you what, man, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. Now, are you putting something together for her right now?
Yeah, we're working on that right now. I mean, she has a couple songs that we already recorded in the studio. She's mad because we haven't really been back to finish them.
I got you.
But she got a lot of stuff going on. I mean, she's still in school.
Right.
You know, working or whatever. So when we get it, though.
Okay. So. And that's what's important. You got to get your education first, because that's something they'll never be able to take from you is that knowledge. You know, once you get that knowledge, it's yours. So, but I you know, is she going to do any collab with these two young men right here?
Yes, definitely.
I can see it, man. No doubt. So, in saying that, when, and I'm jumping ahead, man, when can I look at getting a compilation of all your artists? When is Grand Dossier ever going to do a compilation of artists on one CD? Boy, I just threw one out there.
Summertime. I'm still working on all three of them right now, plus Metaphor finishing up. His new one is coming out soon. So that's 4 different projects that's working on at one time. So with that,
maybe
by July.
No doubt. You guys just stick around a little minute. So I'm going to take a couple of phone calls. I know some people are wanting to talk. And please, y'all, understand. I will click you off here. You get to talking crazy. And number again, 347-945-7405. Call us. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? All right.
I'm good.
Good, brother. I got to say, I really, really like your show, man. Really.
I appreciate it.
I'm trying to tune as much as possible. I'm glad to hear that, you know, Grand Dossier is really putting some meat back in the sandwich. You know what I mean? We've seen hip-hop evolve into where, you know, it was almost empty. But Grand Dossier is doing some positive things. I got to tell you, I really like the Summertime. It's really nice. And you know what? As you said earlier in your show, that song really could be iconic. It could represent what Summer Love is all about. actually, I kind of put that song along with the Will Smith Summertime song. It's real nice. It's real nice, and it's probably a song that we can, yeah, it's big. It's something that we can probably remember for, we probably can listen to that for quite some time. You know, now I was listening to your show from the beginning of the show, and man, you've had a lot of good things to say. You know, the one thing I do kind of want to touch on, I heard you talk a little earlier about the Illuminati. And I think that one of the things that people tend to not realize is that Illuminati does not want money. They want power. So really, there isn't, when you consider the most successful artist that we have in the world, if you have someone like Jay-Z, he didn't have a whole lot to publicly say because he doesn't have the power yet. He doesn't have the power that some of the one percenters have in this world. So, you know, there isn't an organization, there isn't an artist that stands alone, completely on his own today. And I think that that's a great opportunity for young artists who are coming up to be able to produce, to make, and to market their own products. But there, Jay-Z can't say a whole lot because Jay-Z's money is not Illuminati's money. It's not even close. It's really all about power, the power to control and to manipulate.
Wow, you have a huge understanding of the industry right now, and I think you're onto something when it comes to understanding who's in control and who. You know, I played an interview with Dave Chappelle last year on the show, and he hinted about this Illuminati thing, but he hinted a little bit towards what you're saying about it was power that made him walk away, power that he didn't want to take part in that made him walk away. So I think you're on to something.
Well, you know, the thing is that he really, I listened to one of his interviews about the Illuminati, and I think he realized in the scheme of things where he stood. And he realized in that entire scheme, he's just a minuscule part of that. And, you know, they still paid Dave Chappelle. You know, if Jay-Z makes $500 million this year, he's still being paid by someone else. You know, Dr. Dre made $1 million in beats. He was still paid by someone else. And that someone else are the people who control the economy in America. Now, you know, I do think that we have the resources in our community. We just got to have the courage to stand alone, to generate and to create and to market to the world community. And once we can do that collectively, then we'll understand the power of the Illuminati because we'll be able to stand alone. I'll give you an example. If we took the entire NBA, the purchasing power of the NBA, just based on salaries alone, they have enough economic power to create their own entity to allow that to grow and to be able to stand separate from the NBA if they chose to. Now, they don't necessarily have to choose basketball, but anything. You know, you have enough millionaires in the NBA to create a banking industry for the community. But they're reluctant to do some things. And actually, the owner from, was it Sacramento, that made the racial remarks? The owner.
Yeah,
we're talking about Donald Sterling.
I understand where you're coming from, but Illuminati, they don't got enough of my radio time today.
Yeah, you're right. But listen, what I do want to, I do like the song Summer Love. I'm going to change it over a little bit. And how did the artist come up with the theme of the song?
Well, they're here and they're listening to you now. I'm going to let them answer that.
Okay.
You're talking to K-Pasa now.
K-Pasa, you sounding good, brother. I like your sound. How did you come up with that thing?
Oh, man, Summer Love, basically the concept was brought to me by Metro, man. You know, I just did my part just to help complete the project.
So Metro is actually the producer and the creator of Grandacier Records?
Yes, sir, that's me.
Okay. So what's your plans for the record this coming year? I mean, do you have a target date to release that album?
Probably gonna start like late April, early May, when it starts heating up in the summertime, pushing it out there early. This year definitely gonna video for it. Try to market all these radio stations. Like my man Jay, he's the main one to break the record, so we're gonna stay with him. Try to target some other radio stations around the area. And just do a lot of shows and perform it everywhere we go.
Okay. Well,
when I tell you that their CDs are for sale through the website or whatever the case may be, now you got to go support them, brother.
Oh, bro, you know what? I like what I hear. Again, I feel like they're putting meat back in the sandwich. You know, we've been kind of hungry for real hip hop for a while now. You know, it's not about rims and cars, but, you know, they got a little meat in it. So I'm definitely going to support.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. They're
going to
be performing. Somebody from Grandacier will be performing August 4th at Tremont Music Hall in Charlotte, North Carolina. And they will be performing March 1st. That's this Sunday. And that is, tell them where that's at.
That's going to be in Charlotte at the Ultra Lounge at 8 o'clock. Sunday night, March 1st, Ultra Lounge.
For CIAA, so you've got to go check them out.
Now, I've got a question. Will you be doing any free performances in the park so the community can actually see what you got?
Yeah, man, I got lots of plans. Trust me.
Because, you know, we got the Juneteenth coming up, and that's pretty big. That's pretty big.
Yeah, it is. I'm definitely talking to them right now.
Okay. And, I'm not necessarily a clubber, but I would like to, you know, get a chance to see the product and, you know, watch you guys perform. I think, you know, the stage performance will actually give me a perspective on who you really are and what direction you're going.
Okay. Well, it sounds good, man. I appreciate you. And continue, please, to support the show. Continue to support these brothers and this sister, because I'm telling you, they are going nowhere but up, as they just explained to me a little bit ago. So I appreciate you for the call.
Hey, man, I believe you, and I'm real excited about what the summer's going to look like for them. You know, summer love. That's all I can say about it.
No doubt. All right, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, later.
Number call is 347-945-7405. Guys, I've been saying it for 5 years and still don't know the number. It's 347-945-7405. We're going to take another call, and I am going to take a quick break after that, and then I want to play something for you when we come back. But, caller, welcome to the show.
To the hang up?
Caller, 648. Y'all on? 4155?
Hello.
Who am I speaking with?
Hello?
Who am I speaking with?
Hold on, I have you on speaker.
That's okay. You might be getting a little feedback from me. That's okay. We're talking. We'll fix that later. Who am I speaking with?
I was calling. I'm actually related to Riddle and Gutter, and I was calling to tell them I'm very proud of them and tell them to speak on some of the things that they will be speaking about when they sing and rap, because they have been through things in their lives that other people probably have not even experienced, and they have a lot of things that people would really like for them to share and to know that there are other people out there that are going through the things that they are going through.
Let's talk about that.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Ooh, we just got connected. You still on?
Yes.
She can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay.
I write about basically what I go through in general, and yeah, I guess that's it. I really understand or not anything. My dad is a diabetic, and he's currently unstable. Let me put it like that. But he's getting well, so I write a lot about my dad via my music and poetry, essays. I do a lot of writing. Or anything from my childhood that people normally don't go through at my age. There you go. I'm good.
Man, look, it's like this. I'm a young brother trying to survive the streets of life, you know what I'm saying, coming up. It's really been tough, though, man. It's been kind of tough, like, lost my mom at a young age.
Uh-huh.
So you know how that goes, trying to figure out what to do next. Yeah, I just feel like it's us against the world, man, trying to keep my circle, like, family. No outsiders, man, like, it's crazy out here, man. Like, it's real crazy. So basically just trying to survive life, like,
Everyday people,
like,
that's
who we are.
No doubt, man, and I totally understand where you're coming from. Because I definitely can relate to those stories of losing a parent when you're younger and how you were able to overcome that. So, you know, kudos to both of you, you know, for staying strong and doing what you need to do to make sure that you get to the next level. You know, because that's what it's all about.
You know, I think you guys got a very, very bright future.
And I think you guys are going to make some things happen for yourself in the industry.
So who got shout-outs?
So anybody got any shout-outs they want
to? Shout-out to Peter, a.k.a. Cookie.
Shout out to the band, shout out to Metaphor, shout out to J Live Show, shout out to the OT, we coming. Shout out to Jazz, North Carolina, you know, we in the. No doubt. Hey man, Rico, my twin brother, you know, man, doing this for the family.
Like you said, the AKA, my baby, you know, my family, my team, my sister, Chris, 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 you know, man, it's fun. Everybody, man, see you rescue, when I close, the whole K-pop movement, man, live.
It is, man. We don't know what's coming out of the corner, man. No doubt. There you go, man. And I tell you what, somebody said something about Empire. Yo, that is the sleeper of the century. It couldn't have been a better time. Speaking of that, Calvin Richardson, who was just on the show a couple weeks ago, his song was featured on Empire last week.
I think it was the one right at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, and man, they're looking for stuff all the time. And I just see you guys in that. And you said something to me, Metro, and I hope you don't mind me sharing it, but you said something to me the other day that was profound and mind-blowing. You said if you were only half the man that Lucius is,
It'll be a whole new game.
Well, you know what, man, I appreciate you guys coming on the show. You know you got a platform here each and every time, anytime. My man, Gutter, you know, I'm going to bring you back. We're going to feature some of your music. I want to talk to you. I want to give you an hour to connect with, you know, the listeners and just give them your flavor. And Kay?
Kay,
I'm going to tell you what, man. It's so good to see your face again, man. And, and to see you doing what you need to be doing. I'm glad you're back home.
That's right, brother.
I'm glad you're back. And there's going to be some great things that's happening out of this venture. Cause, so you guys, just get ready because this year is going to be a changing year. This is a year that everybody's going to be making transition. I mean, Metro made that promise to ourselves last year. And this year is going to be the year of transition. And I already see it happening for you guys. So just keep going. So I appreciate you guys for coming on the show, man. And y'all do what you do and know that you got this platform here.
No doubt.
Hey, and I want to say real quick, you know, guys, please don't forgive me. Please forgive me. Welcome back, Chicago and Philly. Thank you guys for picking up the show and putting us back in Chicago and back in Philly. You know, we really, really love you guys there. And it's been such an electric show that I wasn't able to say that when you guys come on at 5:30. But thank you guys for coming back on to the show. And we're going to bring you the very best, just like we're bringing everybody else. Number to call 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely live today with Jay.
I got the music.
Make the best of this and pray to God that we dodge an early exit. So
someone asks me if racism still exists, I reply, Genesis 6, escapism. Like dodgeball,
life is like dodgeball.
You get hit,
get up,
dodge again and again and again. Escapism.
Welcome back to the show. Guys, I really want you to understand that the things I talk about on this show, I don't talk about them just to be hearing myself talk. I'm going to play this clip. Remember at the beginning of the show I told you about what if I could prove to you that they are saying that the DNA hoax is true and a lie, that we did not come from Africa. Now, me personally, I know the breakdown of genetics, and I know genealogy, and I know that every soul came from Africa, white, black, green, blue, purple, orange, brown, whatever you want to call it. But this is on a whole new sneak tip level with the DNA genealogy. You know, and just to give you a little quick preface, you know how you can you can hear people saying that they have went on and done the genealogy, and that they're related to George Washington is related to President Obama, some craziness like that. I want you to hear this clip. This clip comes courtesy of CBS 60 Minutes, but I want you to hear this clip. So here's the clip about the DNA hoax.
DNA testing can determine where in Africa our forebears were from. Among those using the test to trace their family's past, Spike Lee, Oprah Winfrey, and actor Isaiah Washington, one of the stars of Grey's Anatomy.
Brother Washington, your mitochondrial DNA, it's quite common among the Mende and Temne people in Sierra Leone.
Yes!
Their ancestry back to Africa, a history totally lost to them.
If you think about young African Americans growing up thinking that the history started with slavery, I mean, how do you think that impacts their psyche? We went through slavery, we didn't start with slavery.
To Vi Higginson, the prospect of tracing even a tiny fraction of her ancestry back to Africa was enthralling. 60 Minutes sent her DNA to African Ancestry, as well as to several other genetic genealogy companies, to see what they could tell us about Vi's maternal lineage.
I'm sitting on the edge of my seat.
Kittle's company sent Vi what they call a certificate of ancestry.
Oh, my God.
It says,
oh my God,
that you share maternal genetic ancestry with people from the Mende tribe in Sierra Leone. Do you know anything about Sierra Leone or
no.
the Mende people?
No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
People have been waiting a lifetime for something like this. Now, this is just a tiny bit of information now.
But they take it as huge.
Right, because it's cracking open the door that was closed for centuries.
There's a place in Africa you could say that I'm from.
A tribe?
A tribe? I am thrilled. It puts a name, a place, a location, a people. It opens up such possibilities.
But the problem is, Sierra Leone wasn't the only answer Vi got. A company called Relative Genetics found a match to a single person in the Wobi tribe in the Ivory Coast.
Different?
Different.
Now, I got all excited about that, and
uh-huh.
this is different?
Uh-huh.
Now, how could that happen?
Then a third company, Trace Genetics.
Your particular sequence matches sequences reported among multiple Mandenka individuals in Senegal.
What's up with this?
and Family Tree DNA, the company that linked Vi with Marion in the first place, came up with a whole list of matches.
This goes on and on. My goodness.
So what do we know about Vi's ancestry? The DNA does indicate that she has distant relatives in the Mende tribe, but she also has relatives in all those other tribes. So no one can say for sure where Vi's maternal ancestor actually came from.
When I handed Vi the certificate, she got extremely emotional about it. She wept, and it meant so very much.
People want to believe.
They want to believe they've gotten an answer.
And it's not fair of us to let them believe that we're giving them certain answers, because scientifically, we just can't.
Hank Greeley is concerned that the science isn't really there yet for you to be giving them the name of a tribe.
I think for most companies, I would be concerned too.
But what about your own company?
We have the largest...
He didn't exclude you. He included you.
But we have the largest set of sequences from Africa. And so with that, we're able to provide some level of probability in terms of frequency.
But he would say that even though you have the largest database, it's still small on the scope of things.
As I said, I share those concerns.
About yourself?
Our DNA.
And that's the rub. This business of genetic genealogy is fraught with limitations. For one thing, it can only provide information about a tiny fraction of our ancestry. Because we get half our DNA from our mothers and half from our fathers, almost all of our DNA gets shuffled and remixed every generation, making it impossible to trace what comes from whom. There are just two bits of DNA that remain pure, the Y chromosome, which passes directly from father to son, and something called mitochondrial DNA, which passes unchanged from mother to child. Hank Greeley, a law professor at Stanford University, has studied this new field. He worries that people don't realize just how many ancestors they actually have.
Eight generations ago, both you and I had 256 great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents.
Wait, you're saying that if you go back eight generations,
uh-huh,
we have 256 great-great-great-grandparents?
Yes, it doubles every generation. So you've got two parents, you have four grandparents, you have eight great-grandparents, 16 great-great-grandparents, and it adds up fast. It adds up so fast, in fact, that if you go back 20 generations, you've got over 1 million grandparents.
1,048,576, to be exact. And in each generation, DNA testing can provide information about only two of them.
So you could be Peruvian on your mother's 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 side, Japanese on your father's 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 side, Swedish on everything else.
And you'll never know.
And you'll never know the Swedish from the Y chromosome or the mitochondrial DNA.
Now, you've looked at several of these companies that are doing these tests.
Yes.
Do you think that they explain what you just explained to us?
No. I don't think any of them does as good a job of pointing out the limitations. But
to stop that right there, because we ran out of time. But I'm gonna play the rest of that on tomorrow's show, and I'm going to play something else. I'd like to take time now to thank all the listeners who continue to listen to the show, who continue to support the show. You guys, we are going to do big things this year, and I'm going to bring one of you with me. I'd like to thank Grandacier for coming back on the show, Metro, Gutter, Riddle, K-Pasa, all you guys for coming back on the show. I know they still here with me, and I appreciate you guys coming on the show and showing everybody why you do the things you do and still who you are. Guys, know that I really appreciate all the support that you give us during the good and the bad times of the show, because trust me, we've had both. But you guys have proven to show that you are loyal listeners, and I appreciate that. So as I tell you each and every day, peace and blessings be unto you. I love you guys with the greatest love that I know, and that's the love of God. So until next time, I will see you guys. You have been live. Exactly.